Governor Mike Beebe, Conway Mayor Tab Townsell, and HP Executive John Herzog joined state economic development officials in making the announcement at the state capitol. The 200 highly skilled tech jobs, said to consist of engineers, software developers, data analysts, and the like, would be a part of HP's growing healthcare information business. Beebe said Conway is a perfect fit for these positions because of its young, educated demographic and its centers of higher education.
And as a result of that, they are very attractive for high-tech, high-information, high-paid, high-skilled jobs. And HP has been very happy where they are. Now, there's no question that HP went through the same kind of troubles the rest of the country went through.
Those troubles have already affected HP's base in Conway, where hundreds of people were laid off from its call center earlier this year. That called into question the status of economic incentives HP receives from the governor's Quick Action Closing Fund. State economic development officials say they'll continue work with HP on its incentives package, determining amounts based around an employment threshold of 1,000 workers. Nonetheless, Conway Mayor Townsell emphasized that efforts to keep HP in the city have paid off.
This is a reaffirmation that the investments we made, that the efforts we made, the political will we showed, that was called into question back in 2008, was actually the proper way to proceed and the proper way to go.
Officials couldn't confirm whether the laid-off workers would qualify for these new positions, but HP account executive John Herzog said after the announcement that he couldn't rule out the possibility.
These are some different skill sets than what were there, but we're going to take, you know, any qualified applicant. We'll be interviewing those and hiring accordingly.
The jobs are to be added starting this new year. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.